This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, that's Taylor Swift. So we're here live this morning. Sarah's out. And it looks like we may go the whole week without her because she hurt her eye some time along the way. She left town for her brother's 50th birthday in St. Louis, mm-hmm. and we got note yesterday that she's cut her cornea. So anyway, we'll bring you update or details on that if we get any or when we get any. In the meantime, we're here live and we're going to do some celebrity trash.
Before we get to that, I wanted to do a little PSA, and probably when you were driving in, you saw the freeway signs about the Bay Bridge.
I got the story in front of me, but I did not see any of that,
yeah.
No.
Okay, well, I just saw one as I was coming right into the city just past Candlestick. But police activity on the Bay Bridge going eastbound. At one time, all the lanes were open, and then one lane was open. Now all the lanes are closed again. And it looks like SF Gate is reporting 2 shot, 1 fatally. Again, this is on the Bay Bridge going eastbound. All the lanes are still shut. Plenty of people are still sitting there parked. This happened around 2:30 this morning. They're thinking maybe another 90 minutes, but they're not quite sure. So be aware that you can use the San Mateo Bridge or the Richmond-San Rafael Bridges. Again, eastbound Bay Bridge, all lanes shut down due to police activity reported shooting going on there.
Second shooting in the past 10 hours, they say.
Yes. The other one was also, I think that was on 80 westbound, and that was in Contra Costa County.
Yeah.
They were speculating that it might be related, but they're not trying to put that out there. There was just some talk this morning about that.
Okay.
All right. Well, from that sad news to more sad news.
All right.
Thank you, Hooman. Edna Garrett, a.k.a. Mrs. G, has passed away. I'm talking about Charlotte Ray.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I love
Charlotte
her.
Charlotte Ray from Different Strokes and, of course, the spinoff, The Facts of Life, passed away yesterday. She was 92, so that's pretty good, right? 92?
It is.
92. No one gets 92. She's hopefully she was capable.
Well,
through those late years.
Yeah, there's no word yet on the cause of death, but she was diagnosed with bone cancer last year. Looks like she got an Emmy nomination for Best Actress in a Comedy in 82, and then also did a couple of Facts of Life movies. And Hooman and I were talking, her last role was in 2015 in a movie called Ricky and the Flash. I didn't know what that was.
Yeah.
So I asked Hooman.
So it's Meryl Streep. She's got a crazy wide range of different characters she's played. And in this film, she plays like an elderly woman who always wanted to be a rock star. And mm-hmm. she sacrificed her marriage and being a good mom to her children so that she could always pursue this dream. And she's a terrible mom and she's a mediocre rock star.
Okay.
I don't remember Mrs. G, Mrs.
Well,
Garrett
maybe she had a small role.
Yeah.
So, again, she was 92 and diagnosed with bone cancer last year. So it was either the 92, the cancer that got her, or this. It was just announced over the weekend that Leonardo DiCaprio and Jessica Biel want to bring back a reboot of Facts of Life.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, they're not going to be in it, but they want to executive produce it.
I just watched, so I didn't watch the first season, but I just watched the first episode of the second season of a show called Sinner by Jessica Biel.
Oh, okay.
I think she starred in the first season, uh-huh. and I don't know if she, I know she wasn't in this first episode of the second season, but the show's called Sinner, and the episode I watched was wicked.
Ooh. So it's drama?
It's drama, and it was heavy.
Yikes.
Super heavy, yeah. So Maybe she's becoming a little, I don't know.
Mogul?
What do you call that? Yeah, like a producer. Uh-huh. She's moved from,
it's a wise,
you know,
thing
behind,
to do.
Well,
sure. And
good
she
for
has
her.
She has her own money, but also Justin Timberlake money, right?
Mm. Well, that Justin Timberlake money is crazy, right?
Yeah. All right, so moving on. This is kind of funny. Britney Spears had a senior moment when she forgets where she is midway through one of her shows.
What do you mean, forgot that she was on stage performing?
She, you know, these people tour and tour and tour and
oh,
they forget
so
where they
she
are.
Just, wait, I thought she was doing a standalone, like, Stay in Vegas show.
Well, that has come and went, although they're in talks, I believe, to have her keep doing it. So right now she's out touring around.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so she's in the UK right now. And I don't know, I can imagine it's kind of a nightmare when she has to ask a backup dancer, where are we?
And
see if Bryn has the audio.
I'm trying to roll it right now.
Okay. So listen to it one more time.
In the
because,
very beginning, yeah.
She goes, where are we? So she's facing everybody, you know, moving around, dancing around. And then she like, you could see this look on her face. Ah! So she turns around and just yells to her backup dancers, where are we? And then a backup dancer comes and whispers in her ear. And then she turns back around.
And what does she say? What is the town that they're in?
She's at Brighton Pride.
Brighton Pride.
Just a senior moment. It happens. Someone on Twitter wrote, oh my God, I love her.
I don't think the people in a Britney Spears audience are, they're not the, they don't care.
Yeah, they don't.
They're not expecting a TED Talk.
No.
Listen, they're barely expecting her to dance. They're barely expecting her to sing.
Yeah, I don't
So that's
think
probably the least of their worries.
It matters to them at all.
All right, everyone. Well, let's talk about Steven Seagal.
What about him?
Steven Seagal is now a special representative on U.S.-Russian humanitarian issues.
To who? To whom?
Well, I'm hoping this...
Like they're in Russia, they're using him as a go-between on their end, or what?
So the story reads like this. I don't necessarily agree with this, but it says if there's anyone who loves Vladimir Putin more than President Trump, it's Steven Seagal. And I don't know if you heard this interview a little while ago with Steven Seagal, but this is how
Putin.
I mean, listen to that accent, everyone.
It's so lame.
So this is in 2016 Vladimir Putin pulled Steven
say it right, Hooman.
Right. Putin. He pulled Steven Seagal aside and said, "You're now a Russian citizen. We're making you an honorary Russian citizen."
Oh.
So now he is Russia's special representative to the United States on all humanitarian ties. And this includes culture, arts, youth exchanges, anything having to do with the humanitarian issues from Russia to the United States, you go to Steven Seagal.
I just had this moment where I was like, yeah, but if the United States government chooses not to talk to the guy, then what is he actually doing? But then I went, oh, yeah, Donald Trump is our president.
Right.
Who knows what's going on there?
Right.
I don't even know, and I do not care.
So
it's
fine. The question is, will we see a picture of Seagal and Trump in the White House before the end of the year? I'm going to say yes.
Damn time. At the same damn time.
This is official. And by the way, this story is everywhere. So you're going to hear it 100 times today. Do you want me to go again?
Yeah, go get another story.
All right, so this one is kind of involved. Over the weekend, the NFL Hall of Fame highlights happened.
Mm-hmm.
And famously, Terrell Owens, he protested. And that news was everywhere.
The protest was he didn't go to his enshrinement in the Hall of Fame, correct?
That's exactly right, yeah. Okay. And he didn't give a speech there, and he wanted to diss them the way that he felt like he was being dissed. But the highlight of the NFL Hall of Fame was Ray Lewis. And he gave a 34-minute speech.
Oh, that's forever.
That's way too long.
About God and not murdering people and his kitchen sink. He spoke about his kitchen sink. So
What did he say about his kitchen sink? I didn't see that one.
Oh, you didn't? Anyway, we have some highlights of his speech.
So he calls his boy up so they can specifically do this dance of theirs.
Uh-huh.
It's adorable.
Well, that's what he does on the or did on the field.
Celebration dance.
Uh-huh. That was
his
thing.
Here's more if I can just load this one up real quick. Oh, it's not happening.
You don't have it ready?
No, I'll play something else. Here it is.
Okay.
Okay. I was right when I said it was way too long.
Yeah,
for sure,
exactly.
That could have been edited. Someone should have. All right, Ray Lewis at the Hall of Fame enshrinement for, was that, who did he bring on? Randy Moss, did you say?
Yeah, and Randy Moss also was also enshrined. So he also got inducted.
Oh, wait, so you're saying Ray Lewis got enshrined. He wasn't bringing up.
No, Ray Lewis got enshrined, Randy Moss got enshrined.
Got it, okay. Yeah. Sometimes they have someone introduce them and that person will speak before
on their behalf.
Right, or they'll bring that person out.
I did see a couple clips from Terrell Owens. And he wasn't there, but he did his own thing at the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga. It was kind of funny. There were some funny clips and you could tell he was super grateful for being there and people were really happy. Someone had yelled out, "I love you, T.O." He goes, "I love myself even more." And he was just like, oh, typical T.O. Like, dude, don't ever lose it. So, so funny.
He keeps coming at. Speaking of him, Terrell Owens, he was always, he's always, almost every season saying, "I could come back.
I know.
Someone put me back out there and no one will do it."
Well, you know, get up in age, right?
Yeah.
A couple of texts here, Vinny, real quick. 925, Brittany did that when she was here several years ago. We were in San Jose, and she said, "What's up, Sacramento?" And Bryn had a story. You were at a concert, right? And didn't she say something wrong?
Yeah, she actually said, like, the competing company's name of concert.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so she yells it out, and it was like, that's awkward.
Yeah, you know, the town thing, you expect that. I mean, you maybe even expect her to ruin the party she's hosting.
Yeah.
But, you know, the radio stations are like, what?
Exactly.
That is...
We brought you here. Don't mention our competing
company. That's the enemy.
Yeah, cue cards. Exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
I got one, too. 408 says, Vinny is wrong. He says he sees a lot of pilots on the road. I've only seen one, and Vinny was driving it Saturday at 2 o'clock on 280 in Edgewood. That wasn't me. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. You didn't see me.
Some other bald guy.
I've never driven. I've never driven our
framed pilot.
I've never.
Oh.
Not once.
No interest in driving. You don't need to. I guess.
Well,
I mean,
if I have to, I'll drive it. It's not. But I haven't driven it yet. So, and I wasn't over the hill either. Yeah. So, wasn't me. All right.
What do you got coming up though?
Sarah's not here. We are live though. I've got some great news. Some bad news. But also some fun news stories coming up right after these. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Ed Sheeran right there. Alice, actually Jane specifically discovered Ed Sheeran and played him first here on Alice. Right now, well, I should start with, it's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show, and Sarah is out. That was planned. She's going to be out for, the plan was Monday and Tuesday. It seems while on her travels, she has cut her eye, like her cornea or something. So we may be without her for an extended period of time. We'll let you know. Right. I've got news. And we've got Celebrity Trash, so we're still rallying and doing a show for you guys, so hopefully you'll hang. Right now, 800-400-3697, if you want to go party with Yuzette at Thunder from Down Under, that's going to be on, is that this Wednesday?
This Wednesday, yes.
At Cobb's Comedy Club, you got to be 18 or over, 800-400-FM-97. Caller 9 gets the tickets, so please be of age and please be available to party this Wednesday night. Thunder from Down Under. That's boys stripping to their skivvies and dancing. Right?
Right.
Right.
Who doesn't want to see that?
I don't. At all. All right. So let's do some news. This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Check out our station's website. It's really very good. And it's got all the stuff, everything you need. Concert calendar. We can. Are we on? Are we being watched?
Mm-hmm.
We are being watched.
Yeah.
Yes.
Looking
great.
Glass.
So you can check the Looking Glass and see what the show looks like without Sarah. Actually, I just looked on Instagram and saw the picture of her cutting your bangs, and I miss Sarah. Whatever. So she went to St. Louis to party with for her brother's 50th, and then we got a text yesterday that something cut her eye and we don't have any details, and all of us, I feel like we all just kind of went, well, feel better, and then that was it. There was no follow-up, like, well, what the hell happened?
Well, I wanted to, but I figured she was in a lot of pain. She says she's on medication, she went to the doctor, all that stuff, so I figure I'll give it a day and then talk to her later.
Agreed
today.
I had the same reaction.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to begin with the Bay Bridge. There was an overnight shooting which had closed down all the lanes. The shooting happened on eastbound 80 at 2:30-ish in the morning. Mm-hmm. The update now is?
I am told that KCBS is reporting that three lanes are now open on East Bay Bridge. Two lanes will remain closed while they do some investigating.
And that was the second shooting in 10 hours on the Bay Bridge. So I guess people, gangsters, troublemakers don't take Sundays off. I don't know what to say about that. This story was in my news feed this morning, first thing, and I thought immediately of you, Zet. You just took a plane ride on one of these little planes out of San Carlos for your husband's, what was that, his 60th birthday?
Correct.
So these little planes, I thought they were called Cessnas. They don't. They refer to this one as a Cessna. Mm-hmm. Five people on board a small airplane that left Concord, so right here in the East Bay, including an East Bay woman, were killed when a twin-engine Cessna crashed yesterday in a Southern California parking lot. It crashed at South Coast Plaza.
You know that place?
That's where I used to go and smoke cigarettes and try and meet girls.
Oh, God.
Like, I mean, it's the local mall. If you grew up in Orange County, you know where South Coast Plaza is, and it's right near John Wayne Airport.
Which is where they were heading,
I'm assuming that's where they were hoping to land, but they crashed in the parking lot, and everyone on the plane was killed.
Mm-mm-mm.
So they have released the name. I'm not going to say it on the air right now because I fear their family could be listening, and I'm sure they've been contacted, but it's a local story, so.
Yeah, they're saying the plane crashed into a car, and thank God no one on the ground was killed or injured.
There was no fire. Nobody on the ground was hurt. But the people in the plane.
I think they were on their way for some kind of real estate conference.
There was a real estate. You're right. There was a real estate agent on the plane, and they mentioned that specifically in the story. So anyway, very sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Almond milk. My family drinks it or has it and uses it in cereal and other forms, and I've had it. It's fine.
I've never had it before.
It's fine. I mean, unless you're a real, like, hardcore cow milk
lover person,
you could use it in your cereal, and it wouldn't be the end of the world
for
you.
Is it supposed to be healthier for you? Is that why do you guys drink it?
I think that there's an angle where people don't want animals to use anything animal related, like the cows are being somehow kept in a state where they're producing milk.
Yeah.
I think that only happens when you have a baby and the milk is for cow babies, right? Am I wrong?
I mean, no.
Why do women produce milk?
Our farm person is not here.
All right. Oh, you're
Sarah
right.
Sarah would know. Sarah would know all about it. So I think there's
an animal angle where some people would prefer to use an almond milk because they feel like no animals were harmed in the making of this product. I also think that there are lactose intolerant people who just cannot drink milk. And I actually read that... Humans in general are lactose intolerant, and we've developed the ability to drink cow milk.
Mm.
And some just haven't. And so they'll use this Almond Breeze, which is the brand I'm mentioning now. The FDA has announced a recall of Blue Diamond Almond Breeze milk. They say it may have been contaminated with actual milk. And so in this case, it is for sure about the people who are lactose intolerant, and it could make them... I'm not sure what happens if they get
A stomach ache and
number two
and the number two
number two issues.
Exactly.
So they're saying specifically they're pulling 145,000 half gallon cartons of the vanilla variety of Almond Breeze milk because it may have been contaminated with cow milk. Hmm. So
do you drink almond milk?
I do. Yeah, I have almond milk this morning.
Only the expensive kind, though.
Yeah, I get the super organic. Mine expires.
We use the Almond Breeze, and it's fine.
It is?
Yeah. But, you know, actually, it's not. They're recalling it.
It's not so fine.
It's not.
You better throw that out when you get home.
I mean, I don't know. I pick up almost everything I buy, and if it's new, I look at the ingredients. And when I look at the Almond Breeze, it's got a lot of, like, preservatives in it. Mm. So.
Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like if you're getting something that healthy, like it shouldn't have preservatives in it. Like it should be, you're trying to eat better, but then there's all these, and you're like, why?
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
And now,
what do you got?
Nutrition facts with Hooman.
Oh, boy, that's not the right voice.
Sounded pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Thank you.
BCAAs, which is found in chicken, fish, eggs, and lentils, is an essential amino acid.
Oh.
And it comprises 35% of your muscle protein. It can reduce post-workout muscle soreness, enhance recovery if you take BCAA supplements.
All right.
That was Nutrition Facts with Hooman.
Vinny, 805 says almond milk is 30 to 60 calories per cup versus at least 100 calories per cup for calcium.
Oh, another reason.
So that's a benefit.
Uh-huh. 100 calories. My kid absolutely wants at least two, and I swear she's like, full cup cow milk, warm, please. She wants it at least two a day.
Do you give it?
Of course.
Oh, you do.
Yep. I mean, she loves it.
Yeah.
Why?
Good for
you
her
know,
bones, right?
Yeah. She's, you know, I don't know. She's been drinking cow milk, and she wants the cow milk.
Mm.
And then she wants a show.
Has she? A TV show?
Yeah. She wants to drink that while she watches a show. That's her moment.
Has she tried the almond milk, though?
Yeah. She'll drink. She has it in cereal.
Okay.
And they put it in smoothies. Mm-hmm. So...
So one time I was doing crazy nutrition fact research, and I ordered camel's milk.
Oh, yeah. I tried it.
We have that together.
Yeah, me, Brandon, use it, tried it. It's supposed to be like the ultimate superfood.
And?
It's good. I haven't ordered. It's a pain to get. Like, you know, they got to, because they've got a bunch of camel farms in like Michigan and Florida.
Camel farms?
Yeah, and that's where they obviously get the camel milk, and then you got to get it shipped. It's on dry ice, like, you know, it's got a...
I remember that.
So...
When I was a kid, we used to drink goat milk.
That's pretty normal, I think.
How about camel milk?
I've never heard of the camel milk thing, but, you know, that's cool.
If I order some more camel milk, will you try it?
I'd rather not.
Okay.
I'm really actually trying to try nothing else for the rest of my life.
Oh, really?
I don't need to eat. There are no other foods that I'm trying to expose myself to.
What if there's something really fantastic out there?
You know what you should try? You should try the Impossible Burger.
You know what's weird about what I just said is I just said I'm trying to not try anything else. And your response was, you know what you should try.
Yeah. Do you know about this Impossible Burger?
No.
It's the burger that's made out of all plant protein that still tastes like beef.
Oh, I don't care about it tasting like beef. I love veggie burgers. So it doesn't need to mimic beef in its texture or its taste. I just like veggie burgers. They're good.
All right. Well, you know what?
You eat those?
Yeah. So I had one the other day for the first time. It was really good.
The Impossible Burger.
The Impossible Burger. All right. Yeah. I'll bring some in for us. Since we're having a rough week already.
We are?
Well, I don't know.
Sarah's out, everyone.
Instead of doing nutrition facts.
We didn't cut our eye. I mean, our eyes are fine. So, yeah, I should remind everyone or mention again that Sarah's out. This was a planned trip, so she was going to be gone Monday, Tuesday. And then we find out, I think it was during the partying, but what's the difference, right?
Yeah, someone had said something that they were disappointed in. Sarah thought she had was done with bar fights.
I'll be interested to hear the story.
Yes. Better be a good one, too.
Agreed. Facebook wants to help you find love. So Facebook's been on hard times. Their stock's taken some hits. They've taken some PR troubles, and most would say deservedly so, with all the spam we were dealing with, and then, you know, the way the elections and the fake news, and they just seem to be allowing that stuff to happen. Now they want to add a dating feature. Oh. And when I read that, I went, it's already a dating spot, right?
Sure. People definitely hook up.
Oh, I have hooked up on Facebook multiple times. That's how I met my current missus.
How did that happen? Someone was asking me the other day about that, and I couldn't remember the exact story. She reached out to you?
No. Well, she'd commented something about Sarah Bareilles. I don't know, but I saw her picture and was like, and I just wrote, hey.
You saw her picture.
We gonna do this or what?
I mean, I know that sounds lame, but I just said, hey, and then we, you know, I don't know, she wrote back, and then we just talked. Mm-hmm. And I'm not ashamed at all. And people have said, well, but it's, so what? Well, I mean, I used to go to bars and meet girls. I can't go to bars anymore.
Right.
So where do grown-ups meet people that aren't coworkers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially when you're so busy. How long did it take before you guys actually met in person?
Fairly quickly. I'm not a pen pal. I'm not into that. So actually, if I were writing with someone and it were being drawn out, I would ghost them. So we sort of talked for a couple minutes or a day or two, I mean, and then I said, well, let's go out. And she was all okay.
And boom.
Boom.
How many years later?
It's 9.
And 2 kids later?
Well, oh my God, that kid, the baby inside her tummy is like reaching, trying to reach through her tummy. You can see the part. Oh, it's kind of gross.
Punching the walls.
It's really cool, but it's really.
Oh, and then alien-like.
I was sitting there. We're watching. Oh, do I have time for this?
Yes.
We're watching Robin Williams' movie.
Oh,
Come Inside My Mind.
Yeah.
Do you cry?
I haven't even finished it yet, but yes, I loved him so much, and so watching it and seeing all that early... Man, he was a terrible dresser. Did you guys know that?
Well, yes, but it was the 80s,
No,
right?
It was, but all of it was awful. Anyway, I'm sitting there next to the missus and the baby, and we're talking as the movie's on, and we're just sort of going back and forth, and the baby's moving towards me in her stomach.
Oh.
And she pulls up her shirt, and it's... It was over. It was weird.
It's your voice.
I don't know. So weird. It's such a weird looking. Anyway, Facebook dating app. They're planning to add that as a feature. You'll be able to set up a dating profile that's separate from your main profile. And it looks like Facebook will recommend people to you based on your interests and mutual friends. So I thought that's already what we were up to, but it looks like they'll actually add that.
Add the swiping feature, maybe?
Maybe.
That's popular now.
Okay.
Well, you know the good thing about that is we don't have to sign up. Like, you're already on Facebook, so it's not like an extra step.
And you already have multiple connections through multiple friends. So, yeah, that could be cool. You meet girls on Facebook? Be honest.
I mean, I don't think I've gone on a specific date, but, you know, there's definitely some flirting that happens. Sure, you know, I don't, nothing's really come of it because I just kind of keep to myself.
Okay. So Sarah's out, everyone, and we are here. We're live. We're doing a show for you, so hopefully you'll hang. Coming up, we've got some songs and some celebrity trash right after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.